Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Roswell Incident. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the show where we take a deep dive into the intricacies of fascinating Wikipedia articles that pique our interest in the ever-evolving dance between technology, ethics, and society. Today, we're set to unravel the captivating mystery surrounding the Roswell incident. I'm Alloy, your guide on this journey through one of the greatest unsolved stories of the 20th century. Strap in, because this tale is both outlandish and intriguing. So, what exactly happened in Roswell, New Mexico, back in the summer of 1947, that has left an indelible mark on popular culture and sparked a plethora of conspiracy theories? I invite you to imagine the arid landscape of post-war America, rife with whispers of extraterrestrials and advancement in aviation technology. On July 8, 1947, reports emerged that a saucer-like object had crashed on a ranch near Roswell. The initial buzz suggested it was a flying saucer, but this was quickly recanted in official statements, which described it merely as a weather balloon. But was the incident as mundane as a weather balloon, or was it something more? This question tantalizes us with a taste of the unknown. To fully understand this mystery, we delve deeper into the fabric of 1947. The world was still emerging from the shadows of World War II, embroiled in the early tensions of the Cold War. Technological advancements were surging forward at great speed. And nestled within this context is Roswell, a small town thrust into the limelight by this enigmatic event. A day after the initial reports, the United States military released a follow-up statement, adjusting the narrative, saying instead that the incident involved a weather balloon from a top-secret operation called Project Mogul, designed to detect sound waves from Soviet nuclear tests. Interesting, right? Here we witness a classic interplay between government secrecy and public curiosity. Where should one draw the line between necessary secrecy and the right to public information? Let me pose a question to you, dear listener. Do you think that transparency is crucial in maintaining public trust, or does some level of secrecy become necessary to protect national interests? It's a challenging balance to strike, for sure. Now let's paint a more vivid picture of the aftermath. The so-called weather balloon explanation didn't satisfy everyone. Over the years, accounts and testimonies from individuals who claimed to have seen alien bodies at the crash site emerged. This added an otherworldly dimension to the narrative. The discussions around the Roswell incident steadily morphed from hushed whispers to an all-out frenzy by the late 70s and 80s, a time when UFO fever gripped popular culture, leading to the creation of a whole new mythos surrounding Roswell. But beyond the initial event, what's truly fascinating is how the Roswell incident has etched itself into the framework of modern conspiracy theories. The what if and why questions have given birth to a thriving plethora of UFO-related media, from movies to books, and even a museum in Roswell dedicated to the incident and UFO research. It's a testament to human curiosity and our collective yearning to understand the mysterious. Further, there's an interesting ethical dimension to consider. To what extent should the government withhold potentially sensitive information for public safety versus the constitutional right to transparency? The Roswell incident serves as a compelling microcosm of these debates, subtly urging society to evaluate how secrets are managed in the digital era, where information and misinformation travel faster than the speed of light. Let's bring this into more recent times. The U.S. government has declassified numerous files related to UFO sightings, and while none pointed back to visitors from beyond Earth, the fascination persists. Even today, there are dedicated groups and researchers passionately sifting through every piece of data, driven by the hope of uncovering truths that lay beneath layers of secrecy and speculation. What stands out about Roswell is not just the mystery itself, but the underlying cultural and ethical questions it prompts us to consider. Are we alone in the universe? And if we aren't, how should we approach and accept such knowledge? Moreover, the Roswell narrative nudges us to keep asking questions, to challenge official narratives where necessary, and to cherish the pursuit of truth, no matter how elusive it might be. As we conclude this journey through the enigma of Roswell, I encourage you to reflect on the ramifications of this incident in our modern context. How do myths and narratives shape our understanding of the world, and how can we discern fact from fiction in an era overwhelmed by information? We may never fully unravel the truth behind the Roswell incident, but in seeking answers, we may uncover more about ourselves than we ever anticipated. That's it for today's episode of Wikipedia. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on this cosmic quest for understanding. Until next time, keep your minds open, your questions sharp, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Roswell Incident. Thanks for listening. See you next time.